KSL, KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. This is your host, Taylor Morgan. This Saturday, Salt Lake County Republican Party, that is, held their 2024 nominating convention at Cottonwood High School. A lot of key races were decided at convention. Natalie Klein, the embattled state school board member in State School Board District 9, lost election at convention. She did not gather signatures, so Natalie Klein will not be on the Republican Party ballot, and she will not get reelected to represent District 7 on the state school board. Another key race that was decided at the Salt Lake County Republican Party convention on Saturday was electing or nominating the Republican candidate to represent the Republican Party in Salt Lake County in the Salt Lake County mayor's race this November. And we are so excited to have joining us Aaron Ryder, who was nominated and who won the convention on Saturday and will now go on to represent the Republican Party and face off against Democratic incumbent Jenny Wilson in November. Aaron Ryder, welcome to KSL at Night.
Thanks, Taylor. It's great to be here with you.
Now, listeners, to be transparent and just be candid with all of you, I want to disclose that my firm, Morgan May Public Affairs, has in the past and currently going forward is consulting the Aaron Ryder for Salt Lake County Mayor campaign. So, Aaron, we just want to be above board and be transparent and disclose all those kinds of relationships. You and I have worked together for years. Certainly, I'm so thrilled with Saturday's outcome. But can you tell us a little bit about what that was like, your experience at convention, what it took you to get to that victory with, you know, meeting with delegates and the town halls and all those conversations? Just let our listeners know what it was like leading up to it and what it was like for you on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, the convention process is a really great way for people to get involved and to really get to know the candidates who are running in a variety of races around the state, and particularly here in Salt Lake County, you know, with these specific races here in the county. And so, like you said, it was a lot of town halls. It was a lot of meeting with delegates between caucus night in early March and convention this last Saturday, talking about county specific issues and addressing some of the questions and things that were on people's minds. You know, Republicans in Salt Lake County should feel very proud of themselves based on how this convention went on Saturday. It was a great showing. We had really great people involved, a lot of first time delegates too, people who came out to caucus night for the very first time and got involved. And, you know, the questions that I got asked on a regular basis, I was just constantly impressed at how much the delegates knew about county issues, how much this was on their mind, and how much they're really looking for some meaningful change to address some ongoing issues we have in the county.
Yeah. Aaron, I, to be honest, I haven't always been the biggest fan of the caucus convention process. I do have to eat a little bit of crow and stand corrected, specifically when it comes to the Salt Lake County Republican Party convention on Saturday. I was there. I was a county delegate. I was really impressed with how well it was run. Of course, you had some of the usual drama, some of the antics that always happen, but I thought far less so this Saturday than in years past. I thought it went really well. It was handled smoothly. Not everything went perfectly, but ultimately it was a positive experience. A lot of new delegates, 1,300 some odd county delegates in total. That's a really good rate of turnout among delegates. I was impressed. Aaron, I sat in on some delegate town halls where you spoke. I have to give a lot of credit to those county delegates for some of the really tough but thoughtful questions you were asked. I was impressed.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, like you just mentioned how well the convention was run. I really do want to give a shout out to the Salt Lake County Republican Party, and especially to the conference chair, Jay Consaker, for just how well that convention was run. I heard a lot of people mention that. And especially, you know, coming out of some of the frustrations with caucus night, I thought the party and Jake in particular just did a really great job of leading out of the convention.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, tough questions. People really are concerned about the county. And we have some really great and interesting discussions over the last, you know, 6 weeks about how to make Salt Lake County better.
Yeah. I was on the air with Jeff Kaplan a little bit earlier this evening, and he asked me about the party affiliation demographics in Salt Lake County. And I think he and many listeners might be, he was and many listeners may be surprised to learn that the largest group of registered active voters in Salt Lake County are Republicans. 42% of Salt Lake County voters are Republicans. Only 21% of voters in Salt Lake County are Democrats. So, Aaron, why is it that generally when we think of Salt Lake County and countywide elections, why do we typically think a Democrat is favored?
You know, this is something I talked with delegates a lot about. In Utah, where we've got a kind of a little bit of a supermajority here in a lot of these races, I think as Republicans, we kind of take for granted that we win these primary races, and then we kind of just wait for November to be, you know, formality, and then we move right on and just sort of assume we're going to win. But that's not the case in Salt Lake County, you know, and in Salt Lake County, you really have to engage on these issues with a general election in mind. And we have the potential to do it. We have really great policies and platforms in the Republican Party, but we don't always march that election from June all the way out until November. And this year, if we do that, right, and if we really go out there and say, hey, look, we just want to bring some practical policies back to Salt Lake County and make sure that this remains a place that is affordable and livable and safe, and we preserve the quality of life that we all love so much here in Utah. You know, there's a real opportunity for us to go out to all of these Republicans who have felt, frankly, a little bit disenfranchised over the last several cycles, watching as Republicans just haven't done well in these general election races.
Yeah. Well, what is next for you, Aaron? I imagine you hopefully got a little rest, took a little bit of time off after Saturday. But what is next for you and for your campaign going into November?
Yeah, well, you know, now because we don't have a primary election, we get to shift kind of right into our general election mindset. So we're going to be doing a lot of fundraising. This is going to be an expensive race. And so, you know, we're going to need to get the message out. There are just over 1 million people who live in the county, and we need to make sure that they're aware of the issues in the county and aware of the option they have this year on the ballot. So it's a lot of fundraising. It's a lot of working with and coordinating with other candidates on the ballot to make sure that we go out and show that Republicans are invested in the county. We want to make the county a better place. And so across the board, you know, state legislative races, school board races, county races, you're going to see a very different approach this year from Republicans in Salt Lake County. And all of that starts now.
Yep, absolutely. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us here on KSL at Night. We will watch your campaign with interest, and we will look forward to having you back on the program very soon to keep our listeners updated as this develops. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Taylor.
And listeners, I will also add that we will invite Democratic incumbent Jenny Wilson also to join us here on the program to make sure that we have that balance and we have both sides, both candidates vying for election for the Salt Lake County Mayor seat. We will invite Mayor Wilson to join the program at a future time and date, so please stay tuned for that. Coming up next, we are going to have a conversation with Dale Cox, one of my favorite Utahns, President Emeritus of the Utah AFL-CIO, also a Murray City Council member. Dell is going to help us walk through some of the misconceptions about organized labor, specifically here in Utah, and how that ties into politics and public policy. Stay right here for that conversation after the break.